This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Here in Middle Tennessee, we're all longing for an early spring. But spring also means it's time to file your income taxes. If you're a small business owner or self-employed, there are some important things you need to know to make the most of your hard-earned dollars. We spoke with local tax consultant Gail Childress to get the scoop on the latest information from the IRS and to learn some valuable tips for filing your return. Here's Barbara Dapp.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm really pleased to have in studio with me a friend of mine and somebody that I know you're going to want to hear from, Gail Childress. She's a CPA and a tax manager with Flood, Bumstead, McCready, and McCarthy. That's a mouthful. Welcome, Gail.
Hey, Barbara. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's, it's always a pleasure when I get to have a friend in studio with me, but certainly somebody with fabulous information. And Gail's here to give us some tips on preparing our income taxes. Not a real sexy topic, guys, but you know it's coming and it's coming fast. So might as well get some advice from a friend. So I'm really, really happy that you're here. And Gail, one of the things that I really wanted to touch on today is some of the changes or extensions or important things that people should know about if they're self-employed or own a small business. Because I think for those of us, for anybody who's owned a small business or is self-employed, it's always the scariest. To me, it was the scariest part because, you know, you don't want to find yourself at the end of the year owing a lot of money or getting hit with fines, but you don't want to pay more than you have to. So it's always a little, it's kind of a scary situation. So I guess start at the top and tell us, what you think really, just to get started, what folks need to do.
Main thing is have good records. Keep all your receipts.
Now, what kind of receipts? Are we talking like restaurant receipts, office supplies? I mean, every little receipt that you might, if you buy coffee for your office. I mean, all of those things are things that we should be taking into account.
All of those things are things you should think about. They may not be deductible, but it's better to have more information available than to have less.
Right, right. So you can go visit your tax preparer with that little brown paper bag filled to the brim with receipts. I know I have them all over my purse, my nightstand, stuffed in my wallet. And then when it's time, my husband says, okay, give me your receipts, honey. And I'm like, oh shoot, where did I put them all? And, in fact, the other day I found some parking receipts from like 2 years ago that were in my wallet. So I felt really guilty, but it only amounted to a few dollars. But I guess that's really also kind of a question, how little is too little to worry about? I mean, if you pay a dollar for parking someplace, you keep that receipt too, because I guess it adds up, or you just sort of have to wait and see how much it ends up to be at the end of the year?
Well, everything adds up, especially if you were a self-employed person. You could be paying anywhere from 35% to 50% of your net self-employment income in taxes. So, that dollar receipt would save you 50 cents in taxes.
There you go. Yeah. So, sorry, honey. I blew it. I lost us a couple of dollars. I guess the other thing I wanted to talk about, in addition to some of the basic stuff, is there are some changes that went into effect for 2010 that people need to know about as you start thinking about preparing those returns. And I have to tell my listeners that Gail is one of the most prepared guests I've ever had. And I've got a big outline she prepared with all kinds of juicy information. Which I know, there's a lot to cover, but talk a little bit about the bonus depreciation, because that's something that I think is really critical for folks to know about.
Okay. And I do want to preface everything with, everybody's tax situation is different, and, everybody should contact their own tax advisor on how these tax laws would apply
Sure.
to their personal situations. Bonus depreciation is depreciation that you're allowed to accelerate your tax deduction by writing off the cost of things like equipment, machinery, office equipment, computers, and other things. And that has been extended to cover 2010 and 2011.
Oh, okay. And those are those big ticket items.
Those are those big ticket items. And items that you purchased in 2010 before September 9th, you can write off 50% of their cost in the first year.
So if you bought yourself a computer or a fax machine, you can write off half the cost of it if you bought it before September 9th.
That is correct. Now, if you bought it after between September the 9th and December 31st, you can write off 100% of the cost.
Seriously, why didn't I know this before? I would have bought that new computer after September 9th and written the whole amount off.
That's it.
Wow, that's really unbelievable. Has that been done specifically to stimulate some spending?
It has. That was one of the things that was hoped to stimulate business spending. And the one thing to really remember about bonus depreciation is bonus depreciation does not apply to used items.
I was going to ask you about that.
It has to be the brand new first use.
Okay.
So, you know, if you went out and bought a used laptop, it's not subject. But if you buy that new laptop, 100%.
Right.
That's after September 9th.
Okay. And is this going to be the same law for this coming year for 2011?
This runs through the end of 2011.
All right, guys. So plan out your spending, really. I mean, it could add up to quite a bit of money. Depending on what kind of business you own, if you use a lot of machinery around your business, it's important because you could write off a lot of taxes, a lot of tax on that. That's great to know. One of the other big things I know that, at least for this year, is a change is being able to write off health insurance. Deduction for health insurance premiums, which we know will probably change next year. But tell us a little bit about that for 2010.
Well, for a self-employed person, for 2010 only, you may deduct the cost of your personally paid health insurance premiums against your self-employment income, which is a change from prior years. You've been able to deduct the cost of your premiums, but you haven't been able to reduce your self-employment income. Mm-hmm. By the amount of those premiums, but for 2010 you can. Therefore, it reduces your self-employment tax. And the self-employment tax is the equivalent of Medicare and Social Security that would come out of a person who gets a W-2's income.
Wow. Okay. So that's also really important because as those of you know, if you're paying for your own health insurance, those premiums are quite high. It's not the same as if you are getting it taken care of through your employer. If you're doing it on your own, it can be very expensive. So that's a really nice bonus, but that's only for 2010. We don't know with the new health reform law what it's going to mean for the coming years. Well, that's great. I'm speaking with my good friend, Gail Childress. She's a CPA and tax manager with Flood, Bumstead, McCready, and McCarthy. Quite a mouthful. And we're talking about some tips for preparing your income taxes, particularly for folks that are self-employed or small business owners. And also, one of the things I wanted to highlight or have you really share with us is the deadlines. People need to know about these deadlines, and it's not always April 15th, as we're finding out this year.
That's right. You have 3 extra days to file your individual income tax return. The due date is April 18th for 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And that is due to the fact that there is a holiday in Washington, D.C. on April 15th.
Gotta
love
it.
Therefore, it's been extended to the 18th. But now if you have a corporation, your due date is March 15th.
Right. So that's coming up really, really soon. It's in like a month, guys. So if you have a corporation, you better be on top of it. Otherwise, you can apply for an extension, right?
You can apply for an extension. Now, filing for an extension is only an extension of time to file. It is not an extension of time to pay. So when you file an extension, you are required
you have to pay an estimate
to pay what you think you're going to owe along with that extension or your subject to penalties and interest.
Right. And we don't want to get hit with those because those are really, really high, of course. So something to really take note of. Now, I did want to also shift gears a little bit, and there are some changes for individuals filing as well. Tell us a little bit about some of those. There were some extensions that carried over that we weren't really sure about for a while.
Right. The what everybody refers to is the extenders bill that was finally signed in there at the end of the year. That did extend a lot of the benefits that were still there. It continued with the lower income tax rates, with the top rate being 35% rather than the 39.6 that it was scheduled to go up to. The so-called marriage penalty relief has been extended through 2012. And that means a married couple, in many cases, will pay no more than 2 single people. But the thing to remember there are there's still several phase outs and limitations that can be less favorable for a married couple who file jointly rather than two single filers.
Right, right. So you'll have to keep updating me here, because
we'll do.
I think there's going to be a lot of changes in the coming year.
The alternative minimum tax patch was extended, which is a good thing. The phase outs on itemized deductions and personal exemptions for high income taxpayers, that was extended through 2012. Here in Tennessee, this affects us, is you can still claim sales tax in place of state income tax as an itemized deduction. Another biggie is the child tax credit. That was extended through 2012 and it remains at $1,000 per qualifying child.
Great.
That's a big help to families.
Right, right.
And then probably one of the largest extensions was extending of the special rates on capital gains. Taxpayers in the 10 and 15% bracket, they still are going to have a zero tax rate on capital gains for through 2012. And then all other taxpayers, your capital gains are only going to be taxed at 15%.
Wow. All right. So these are some really great tips. I'm speaking with Gail Childress. She's a CPA and tax manager with Flood, Bumstead, McCready, and McCarthy. And we're getting some really valuable information on filing this year and some changes and extensions and all kinds of new things and old things that we all need to pay attention to. And before we're done here, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about some interesting, a fun fact that the IRS has an app now for your smartphone.
That's right. Now there's an app for that.
Wow.
The IRS now has an app for your iPhone or Android phone that lets you check your refund status and get daily tax tips and updates.
Wow.
And, Barbara, you can also follow the IRS on Twitter.
Just what we all want to do is get those hourly updates from Ashton Kutcher and the IRS, right? Well, this is great. And I guess you can just go to your app store and download the app and how much do you have to pay for that, or is it a free app?
It is a free app.
All right. See, that's what I like. I only get the free ones. That's fabulous. Well, this has been really helpful, and I think you've kind of helped make it a little more user-friendly, because this is a frightening topic for a lot of people, and you know, we all sort of dread that time period that we're in right now where we have to get ourselves ready and bite the bullet and either celebrate a refund or, you know, take that long walk to the bank to get that check that you're going to owe the IRS. So it's good to know that there are some things that are going to help us a little bit this year and, of course, going forward for next year. So, Gail, it's a pleasure. I really enjoy speaking with you about all this stuff because you make it very user-friendly to understand the tax laws and things like that. And I know I get emails from you periodically with changes and things that I pass on over to my husband. So, but it's great information. Once again, I've been speaking with Gail Childress. She's a CPA and a tax manager with Flood, Bumstead, McCready, and McCarthy. And of course, if you have any other questions, where folks can get more information from the IRS website directly, correct?
That's right. And that's www.irs.gov.
Wonderful. Gail, thank you so much for joining me today. It's really been a pleasure and a lot of fun.
Thanks, Barbara.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 1045thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town. From 1045, The Zone.